Sorry, Shane.
They'd have killed us if they'd gotten the chance.
Not them. That lovely old loco wag.
Yeah.
The locomotive was going, tipping away from them, dragging the carriages along with it. Two men jumped from the rearmost car, slithering onto the falling bridge, scrabbling for a hold on the rocking timbers. Ryan took careful aim with the Heckler & Koch G-12. They were both shot through the chest, sending them headlong into the maelstrom. JB moved out from the pines, staring with awed fascination at the carnage that he'd wrought. The whole bridge was going, pulling itself apart, the crashing beams dislodging other struts until the air was filled with debris. Ryan ran to join JB, and the two friends watched together. Ryan thought he glimpsed a face pressed against the glass of the last car, and there were certainly two men leaping to their deaths from the cab. By the time that Christy, Jack, Doc, and Mildred had reached the jagged timber that marked the edge of the bridge, it was over. All that was left were a few dangling lengths of wood, festooned with a twisted nest of rusting wire. On the far side of the gulf, the twin rails protruded for a few feet. On the near side, they'd snapped off clean, level with the chiseled brink of raw stone. Far, far below them, nothing could be seen through the impenetrable wall of misty spray thrown up by the racing river.
That it?
Looks like it, lover.
Was Strasser on the train? I couldn't see him.
Me neither. Somehow I have the feeling that the bastard's too triple smart to put his own head on the block.
Ryan looked at JB.
You didn't see nothing, did you?
Anything. Anything, lover. Not nothing.
JB gave Christy one of his rare thin smiles.
I tell you, Ryan, I didn't see either anything or nothing. My guess is that the Iceheart's back in Edville, or he's off and running someplace.
Then I venture to suggest that our conversation here is somewhat superfluous. Should we not be considering pursuit of that swift and evil fellow?
Doc, you never said a truer word. Yeah, let's go. Fast, but careful.
You got just one more minute, Mentosa. Then I cut off your pecker and jam it down your useless throat.
You're making him real nervous, boss.
I'm making him nervous? Is that what you said, amigo?
Yeah, but...
But fucking nothing, my man. You saw the way that witch Carter that Rosa here says can do magic pulled the best disappearing trick in history.
Do you mean the train, boss?
Strasser glanced out of one of the wired windows of the Armawag, seeing the afternoon light already fading.
Yeah, Wraith, you could say that I mean the fucking train. Bang! There it goes, bridge and all.
In the driver's seat, shaking like an aspen branch in a hurricane, sat Gil Mendoza, panting and sweating as he tried to get the engine to fire. The blood still seeped from the gash on his cheek, but he ignored it as he turned the starter knob for the 20th time. He heard noises that raised his hopes for a moment, but the thing still didn't start.
I'd say 30 seconds is all you got left to make this place stink, Mendoza. 30 seconds is tops.
It's real near, boss.
Mendoza, rank with the sweat of fear, licked his lips and tried it again.
You're going to flood it, Gil.
Into the last 10 seconds, Mendoza. Then there'll be more bleeding.
It's coming, boss, it's coming!
Rosa laid a hand on Strasser's thigh and smiled at him through sleepy eyes.
I bet he says that to all the girls.
The cab quickly filled with light blue fumes. Strasser waved his hand to try to clear the air.
Get moving!
Where are we going?
South.
Across the river?
Sure.
Down that winding road?
Strasser gritted his teeth.
One more question and I cut your fucking throat. We're going south toward the Grand D. Heard of a hidden redoubt down that way, along with some other secret places. That's where we're going.
For one unbelievable moment, it seemed as if Mendoza were going to ignore the furious warning from Court Strasser and ask yet another question. But he finally shrugged his shoulders and crashed the small cramped wag into forward motion. Once they were clear of the gorge, the sound of the river faded away behind them to a gentle murmur. The wind whispered through the trees, carrying the refreshing scent of the pinyon pines. Above them, the sky was darkening with the promise of a sullen, clouded evening.
Don't forget, Strasser's got that rusty sniping rifle.
Poor light for shooting, JP, but we can come in closer through the forest, circling around.
How many left?
What, Strasser's shootists?
Yeah, light on Loco Wag.
I watched as carefully as I could, and I'm sure that there were at least 8 or 9 of them. There can't be very many left alive now.
How do you know that the leader of that monstrous regiment wasn't with them in their descent into the river?
I don't. Just got a feeling. I reckon he's still up there in the ville, or on the run out of it.
Christy held up a hand.
Quiet.
They all stopped, Jack shuffling his feet in the shingle, which earned him a glare from Christy.
What is it, babe?
Ryan strained his own hearing to try to catch what it was that had snatched her attention.
Wag.
In the ville? Coming this way?
Yes. No.
Ryan understood.
Big one?
No. Small, with a real rough engine, coughing and choking. Sounds like it's heading in... in that direction.
Christy pointed toward the southwest. They were still nearly 2 miles from the nearest buildings of the small township, and Ryan knew that it would be pure foolishness to go rushing blindly in.
Take us a good hour to get there. If that's Strasser, he could easily be 20 miles away by the time we get there. And I doubt the son of a bitch will have left us any transport around the place. Not likely.
With the bridge down, how are we going to get back to move south?
Ryan grinned.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, lover.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
With the gathering clouds, the dusk came creeping across the hills at uncanny speed. The road that Strasser had picked to take them away from their relentless pursuers was an old tourist trail that snaked across the face of the cliffs, down toward the misty crystal glitter of the spray. Over the years, it had suffered badly from earth slips and rainwash. Now its surface varied from barely adequate to razor-edge dangerous. Gil Mendoza, barely recovered from his flirtation with death, gripped the small steering wheel, his foot permanently on the brake, peering out through the obsolete at the narrow track.
Can't you go any faster?
No, boss. Not without turning us over the side of the trail.
All right. Once we get to the bottom, we should make better time.
But, boss, there's...
Strasser leaned forward and gripped the driver by the back of his scrawny neck, fingers biting in like steel claws.
Just drive.
Soon be full dark.
No lights showing any place. Can't see nobody.
Ryan glanced automatically across to Christy, who half smiled, but held her peace. Once they'd come to within the mile, they'd all filtered off to the right, keeping close to the fringe of trees in case Strasser's narrow eyes were squinting at them along the barrel of his SVD PSL-1 with its telescopic sight. Now the ville was less than a quarter mile away from them.
You hear the wag, Christy?
No. Not for a half hour or more. Must be long gone by now.
Strasser looked out the side obstacle, seeing that they'd finally descended to within a couple hundred feet of the river. Below lay the gorge with the tumbled ruins of the beautiful train, its inlaid walnut paneling and Waterford mirrors in splintered fragments.
It's near dark.
Strasser nibbled at the ragged corner of a nail.
Will Carter come after us? And how close can he get?
No other serviceable wags in that cheap deal.
True, comrade, true. But I just got a feeling that he's gonna come anyway. Like a shadow you can't shake off your shoulder. Like seeds in a melon. Like warm blood on your hand when you gut some bastard. You can't get away from it.
There was a long silence, and the wag lurched slowly onward. Strasser suddenly leaned in his seat and clipped Mendoza hard across the back of the head.
Put your fucking foot to the metal, you triple-stone bastard!
The town was deserted. The sickle moon peered over the surrounding mountains as the six friends walked slowly among the ghostly hulks of the ruined, tumbling buildings. The township had suffered far greater damage than Salvation. There was no evidence that it had been occupied for many years, and Ryan's hope of finding some sort of transport plunged. JB picked up the tracks of Strasser's on the wag, leaving the ville and turning south at the crossroads, heading down a winding trail that looked as if it were going to plunge straight into the river way below.
Think we'll ever see him again, lover?
Ryan rested the flat of his hand gently against the carved plane of her cheek, looking deep into her eyes.
What do you think? What do you see, lover?
Christy's fingers tangled with his.
Can't see. It's the only dark, Ryan. That's about all.
Same here. I know he's got clear away, but I just have a feeling. Like a shadow that sits at your shoulder.
They don't work, boss.
Ah.
Rafe risked his own well-being again.
There was no way of knowing we'd want to use the wagon so soon, or...